Karen Walsh's stepmother-in-law, Billy, had Alzheimer's for almost 20 years. For four of those years, Walsh looked after her. She said it was hard.
But there were a lot of really joyful moments in all the hardships.
Walsh said she and her stepmother-in-law would walk around the neighborhood, and it was like everything was new to Billy. Eventually, the senior didn't remember Walsh's name.
Even though Billy wouldn't know who I was exactly, she knew me, and she knew that she liked me. And so she would say, oh, here she comes again, or, oh, that's her. So my name became her, but the emotions were still true, even though she couldn't have told you who I was or how I was related to her.
Billy died about 3 years ago, but her memory lives on. Walsh lit a candle for her at the tribute in St. Petersburg. The event was an initiative of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, a nonprofit organization which provides care to people with Alzheimer's disease and their families. The foundation reports 5.1 million Americans have Alzheimer's. Cindy Gordon is Community Relations Coordinator at Brentwood Senior Living Community in St. Petersburg. The living center where she works has about 80 residents, including a unit of 30 people with Alzheimer's. She said the disease is devastating, and not only for those who have it.
I find that it's really devastating for the families. Not as much, you know, once I think a person reaches a certain stage of the illness, and they're no longer aware of what's going on. But as families, we really suffer, and that's when we watch our loved one kind of turn into somebody different.
November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month, but much about the disease is unclear, including what causes it. Gordon says there's a lot more to learn.
And that's, I think, really what we're trying to do tonight is just continue to keep awareness. I mean, this is an epidemic proportion, you know, people who are being diagnosed and younger too, and that's scary.
Gordon said a few residents in her center in their early 60s already have Alzheimer's.
That's pretty young, and it's alarming to me. You know, the first time I meet people that are that young, it's just, it's earth-shattering to think that, you know, as a 40-year-old person in 20 years, I could be afflicted with this disease.
She said Alzheimer's can start innocently enough, but just because someone misplaces their keys doesn't mean they've got the disease.
Because we're all going to forget and all lose things and lose track of things, but it's kind of the, you watch for some of the really unusual things, the getting lost on going to the grocery store and can't find your way home when you go every week, and all of a sudden mom calls and she's 10 miles off the beaten track. That's a real red flag.
Going to the doctor for testing is the next step. Gordon says there are wonderful medications that can ward off the disease. She adds that caregiving for people with dementia can be trying for individuals and recommends that people seek assistance. Walsh, who cared for her stepmother-in-law, has some advice for people taking care of those with Alzheimer's. Live in the moment.
You can't worry about if something makes sense, because otherwise everyone gets upset. And you have to try to just go with whatever happens, whether it makes any sense at all or not. And it doesn't matter if your shoes match and if you have on a crazy hat, and it doesn't matter if you eat dessert for breakfast. It doesn't matter if you have beer for breakfast. You know, it's just, you got to just go with what happens and enjoy those special moments that appear, because sometimes there are real lucid moments in there too, and you have your person back for a second.
Gordon with the Brentwood Senior Living Community said those people with low income may have a tough time getting funding to provide care for their loved ones with Alzheimer's. She said the legislature should provide better funding for Medicaid programs. From St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Zach Badorf.